This is KUT. Voters in parts of Central Austin, East Austin, and Pflugerville are voting for a representative for Texas House District 46 right now, but the incumbent isn't planning to serve even if she wins. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, this is making for a pretty strange race.
Republican State House candidate Gabriel Nila is a middle school science teacher in Austin. Like any other candidate, he has some issues he really cares about. Education, criminal justice, gentrification, the economy. These are all things he's talking to voters about as he asks them to vote for him over Democrat Donna Dukes. But there's a part of his pitch that stands out.
We're stressing the issues, and most importantly, but we're also reminding people that if you choose to elect Donna Dukes for office, that's your choice. But the reality of the situation is that come January 10th, she has already said that she will get sworn in, and retire subsequently, which means we will not have a representative in that district.
That's right. The long-serving incumbent in that seat doesn't plan to actually be the district's representative if she wins. Dukes has held that seat for 11 terms. However, earlier this year, she announced she's resigning in January, citing health issues. However, the announcement came amidst news that the Travis County District Attorney's Office is conducting a criminal investigation over allegations she misused staff and taxpayer funds. So Dukes isn't exactly campaigning. Gabriel Nila says,
not a problem. I'll go ahead and devote more time to go ahead and talk to the people about why I'm running, why I believe that what I'm trying to fight for at the Capitol and in the community is a lot better than anybody else has ever done for the district at all.
But the district is dependably Democratic. And even though Duke says she won't be representing the district, even if she wins this election, there's a good chance she'll win anyway. Nila argues that's not good for the people living in that district, people like him.
We will not have any representation. Any bills that are going to negatively affect the community, we can't fight.
If Duke wins, Governor Greg Abbott can appoint someone or call for a special election. The latter is more likely. And Travis County Clerk Dana Debevoise says there's a simple process for what happens next, but it takes time and money. When I asked her when the special election will likely be held, she said,
well, I think we're probably looking at later in February or perhaps in March.
That's well after the legislative session starts, which means the district will not be represented while laws are made and budgets are brokered. And Debevoise says a special election could cost roughly $200,000. I asked the Travis County Democratic Party and representatives for Donna Dukes to weigh in on all of this, but they didn't make anyone available. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.